I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1954, marking the opening of the powerful labor film, Salt of the Earth. Salt of the Earth told the story of striking Chicano miner members of the International Union of Mine, Mill, and Smelter Workers, Local 890, against the Empire Zinc Mine in New Mexico. The three filmmakers had been blacklisted by Hollywood because they were accused of holding communist sympathies and because they refused to testify before the House Un-American Committee of Congress. The filmmakers had difficulty finding actors willing to star in their film. Undeterred, they enlisted a handful of actors and then cast members of Local 890 in the rest of the roles. They also met with community members to discuss the script. The result was a moving testament to the power of workers and community. The film depicts how the women of the community took up the role of picketers after the courts had barred the union men from demonstrations. But not everyone was pleased that this story was being told. Local media began railing against the film. Congressman Donald Jackson of California called the film a new weapon for Russia. Soon, protesters began to show up to disrupt the filming. Someone shot at one of the actor's cars. Fortunately, he was not in it at the time. After filming ended, the problems continued. Editing studios refused to touch the controversial film. Few movie houses would show it. The film did, however, find acclaim abroad, especially in Mexico and France. 2014 marked the film's 60th anniversary, and several special screenings took place from New Mexico to New York. This incredible worker's story is finally receiving the attention that it deserves. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in 2.